Hi, I'm Lamar, and this is the first episode of External Influence. I started this podcast with the idea of helping people. I'm going through a divorce and a separation, and I've had a history of depression. I've had suicide attempts, and you know, I am just working through all of that, and I'm, you know, feeling better, thankfully. But no one thing actually helped me. And I tried, you know, meditation at one point, and I tried mindfulness at a different point, and exercise, and the list goes on and on. And what I've discovered is that no one thing is like the cure-all. Well, therapy, I didn't even mention that. No one thing is the cure-all, and to have a peaceful mind and to start being aware and mindful of your surroundings, I think it's more like a really good curry. I think it is a bunch of really good ingredients that you let kind of marinate and stew and blend and meld until you get something greater than the sum of its parts. So that's going to be my goal here. My goal and my journey is to just talk to you about the things that are going on in my life, but not from a point of view of this is how I do it or whatever. More from a point of view of here are a bunch of weird, kooky stories that illustrate different parts of the path and kind of take meditation and mindfulness and that kind of thing from a really obscure kind of mystical point of view and just tell you how I apply it in my daily life in hopes that you can do the same in your life. And I'm looking forward to connecting with each and every one of you. Thank you. So I told you I would give you some interesting stories. I think I'm going to start off with the time I had a breakdown in the middle of a grocery store. For those of you who don't know, which would be everyone, I spend my time when I'm not podcasting. I'm an entrepreneur who likes to shop for other people, and I run a couple of online stores. And on this particular day, I was shopping at a grocery store, shopping at Safeway, actually. I had my list, and I was just kind of doing my thing. And I'd had a rough previous week with my separation. My divorce, which was not yet final, and you know, I was just trying to power through. You know, you kind of hear like you got stuff going, just kind of get out there and get to work and get your mind off things. I don't know if you've ever heard that. I hear that a lot. Get your mind off things. Well, that's not really how your mind works. You don't get your mind off things. That's not true. So I was in Safeway. And I have a list of stuff that I need to get for this person, and I just felt like this wave of dread coming on and despair. And I'm going to talk about dread and despair another time, but I had this wave, and I felt it coming. And I'm like, you know what? If I can just make it through this, I'll be fine. I'll just make it through. I'll be fine. I'll make it through. I'll be fine. And I had a few items to get. I remember one of them was like a bag of M&Ms, and I don't remember what the others were, but I remember I had to get some chips. And so I go down the potato chip aisle, and I'm just trying to make it through. Literally, like, I'm just trying to make it through. And there's a lady in the aisle, and I say, excuse me, and she's kind of flustered. I don't know if she like sensed my energy.
And she let me go by, and then I get to whatever the chips I was looking for. Let's just say I think they were Ruffles, actually. And I sat down in the middle of the aisle, and I just started crying in the middle of this grocery store. And I didn't sit down. I more like collapsed and then kind of crossed my legs and just sat there and sobbed for a while. And I got myself up and I got myself together. And I walked out of the aisle and I turned left and I turned left again. And there was a store manager. And I said, "Excuse me, sir. Like, if you could just please help me." I said, "I just need to find these M&Ms." I was like, "I got like three things to do and then I'll be done." And he saw I was in distress. He's like, "Yeah, man, sure." You know, he's a very nice guy. And we get to the M&M aisle. He takes me right to the aisle. He's like, "Okay, which ones do you want? Do you want these peanut ones?" And I collapsed again. I collapsed and I went down on one knee and I was just uncontrollably sobbing in the middle of Safeway. Front of this guy that I'd never met before. And I finally got up. I stood up and he says to me, "Is everything all right?" And I said, "No, I'm going through this divorce and I've just got all this stuff on my mind and I had all this stuff happen to me last week and I just, it's just more than I can take right now." And he hugged me. He hugged me. He said, "Come here, man." And he just hugged me. And he wouldn't let me go. So he hugged me and he said, "Hey," he said, "you're a good guy, and I've seen you in here working before, and you're always nice to everyone, and you know, whatever it is, you're gonna figure out a way to get through it." And he said, "Can I help you finish?" And I said, I really appreciate it, and you know, I'm really thankful. And he said, "Okay. Whatever you need, another one of those are free." And he walked off. And the reason I'm telling you this is because that's what despair can do to you. It can make you unable to function when you need to function the most. And too many times people will tell us we need to just work through it, like you just push through. Sometimes you don't push through. Sometimes you sit in the middle of an aisle and you weep. And sometimes there's someone there to kind of hold you up. But it's okay either way. Because the thing about despair is it's not the lack of hope. Despair is when you can no longer tell past, present, and future. And they all crash in on you at the same time in a very negative way. And you can't see, you know, all you're doing is feeling the negative emotions that are accompanying all of these things that haven't happened yet, that have happened in the past. And you're just kind of caught in the middle of the hurricane, not the eye, not the middle where it's relatively calm, like the outer bands where the wind's really buffeting you. And it's okay, because no matter what happens in that hurricane, you're going to make it through. And sometimes you need to just sit down and cry, and sometimes somebody's going to be there to help you through it. And I just hope this helped you today.